everybody's had a dumb coworker, right? This sort of goes back to Kelly's. We were talking about phrases that drive you crazy. The phrase, there are no dumb questions. There are dumb questions. Mm-hmm. And they're often asked by people that are dumb. Not always. Sometimes a smart person asks a question and you're like, oh, I never thought you should have known that one. But we've all had a dumb coworker. We've all probably been the dumb coworker before. Would you be comfortable with that statement?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you say that you've been both?
There's been plenty of times where I've been dumb. Plenty of times.
I think there is a distinct difference, though, than being a coworker who asks like one dumb thing and being the dumb coworker. Because we've had both. We've all asked dumb questions, but we've had dumb coworkers too.
Well, that's
like,
true.
That like day in, day out, you go, that person does not know things. They can't problem solve. They're clueless.
This one. Well, let's start with this.
Okay.
From Lansing. I had a coworker who threw away the mop heads after every use, even if they were brand new. I said, why are you throwing them out? He said he didn't know how to mop because it's his mom's job. He had never mopped a floor in his life. He was 24 years old. So he was just like, yeah, I'm done with this. Throw this away.
Can't hide money.
Right. Yeah.
That really is clueless. Like, even if that was your mom's job, you never saw her do it. You never saw the mop in the closet.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part that gets me. Like, you didn't like look at that. Like, no one showed me how to mop.
No. But I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it in movies and things. I mean, yeah, you can usually kind of figure it out.
I would have never crossed my mind to throw them away.
No.
This one of my former coworkers came into work hungover. He told one of his buddies that he needed to sleep somewhere and he wouldn't get caught. Their plan, the hungover dude climbed into an empty watermelon bin. Then his buddy used a forklift to put the bin on the third tier.
Smart.
The guy was sleeping in a bin 20 feet in the air. What they didn't consider is that the company has cameras everywhere and the management watched them put him there to sleep.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So those big boxes that are like the size of a pallet. Oh, that's probably pretty comfortable. You think they took the watermelons out?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't be comfortable on the watermelons.
I would be.
But if you're hungover
maybe as a
enough,
pillow?
It'd be all right.
I would be nervous being in anything that is a bin that contains big, heavy stuff like that. Like a pillow bin. Like if somebody doesn't realize they're there and they dump a bunch of pillows on top of you, no big deal. But if they don't realize it and somebody drops a load of watermelons on you,
while you're
a bad day.
On the third tier, they're just dumping watermelons.
I don't know
from
how
where.
I don't know how watermelon.
What do you think watermelon warehouses are
work?
Like?
Well, I didn't know there were watermelon warehouses, to be honest with you.
It's probably a grocery store.
You know?
Probably.
It's a lot of melons.
I had a coworker. Okay, this is a stupid coworker. Already?
Yeah.
I had a coworker who every day at 5 would go, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock where?
It's here, stupid. Get out.
Yeah, you're supposed to say that at 1 p.m.
Yeah, when you're cracking a beer.
Right.
That would make me irrationally angry over time.
Oh,
that would
be here.
Yeah.
Don't you say it. I work in a sawmill and watched a guy put his thumb on a running saw blade. Quote, just to see what happens.
Oh, my God. Mm.
What happened?
He saw his thumb go flying.
Yeah, I'm sure he saw a lot more parts of his thumb than he wanted to.
I think this is a story from someone who used to work with Hot Wings' dad. A guy I worked with super glued himself to the component he was fixing twice. The second time, he was showing us how he had done it. Then, about a week later, he super glued his eyelids together.
Oh, no.
Like from each individual eye,
like
or the top and bottom.
Yeah, left or right would be tough.
Yeah, I assume top to bottom, but I don't. You know, somebody that's that adept at super glue. Yeah, that could have been my dad.
A guy who worked for me in construction tried to show me that the pneumatic stapler wasn't working, so he put it against the palm of his hand and pulled the trigger. It worked.
Oh,
the staple he shot into his palm perfectly straddled one of the bones in his hands. Those are big staples, too, an inch and a half long, half an inch across, and made of thick wire. A quarter inch to either side, it would have pierced one or two bones. It was an easy trip to the ER and back.
Oh, that makes me cringe. Cringe.
What about you guys? What's the dumbest coworker you've ever had?
I had a guy who I worked with. He would do kind of like
whenever we set up our best of when we go on vacation. Mm-hmm. He was the one who was supposed to do that. And he would wait until the absolute last day mm-hmm. and then would panic and couldn't do it. So it would kind of fall on me. Mm-hmm. That's the type of stupidity I worked with.
That's stupidity that ends up being your problem.
Yeah. And I almost feel bad because it's like some people just don't know how to organize. But we used to work with that guy who walked up to our clients at one time and he was like, hey, you guys are S and some D or whatever. Remember that? Party boy? Remember
him?
Oh,
yes.
He might be the dumbest person I've ever worked with.
No, actually, yeah, I think you're, oh boy, there's.
Which he, sucks because he's hilarious.
Him and his cohort at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, if a coin was minted as the coin of dumb, they'd be heads and tails.
Yeah.
And it'd be hard to choose which one was which.
Yeah. We were at an event taking pictures with a client and he walked up and asked if we were sucking D's. And I was like, what? I'd only worked here for like 6 months too. I was like, this guy
is so bombed.
It's always bombed.
And it's worth noting, there was zero context for that.
Yeah.
It wasn't like.
They weren't a sex store.
It wasn't like that had been a bit on the show or anything. It was so out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wasn't. Oh, boy. That might be the one. Oh, we had a guy in Knoxville who, before he started working at the radio station for the country station, and then he stayed after they flipped it to classic rock that really rocks. Mm-hmm. The PD, when he started, the program director, took us all into the room, into the studio, and said, look, I have one rule. Don't mess with the music logs. In other words, don't change the order. Don't do anything.
Yeah, don't add your own. Nothing.
That was his only rule.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
So then we're there for about 2 weeks, and the guy that's on after us in middays had been a nightclub DJ, or he still was. He worked with us, and then he also was at Banana Joe's in the old city of Knoxville.
Yeah, the old dance club. Yeah, and, party bar.
So he goes, guys. So he comes in one day, and as soon as he sits down, he starts moving songs around.
We go, hey, man. I don't think you want to do that.
I don't know this new boss very well, but he made it clear he has one rule, and you're, like, breaking the rules. And we were saying it, not trying to be busybodies, but, like, you're going to get yourself fired.
Yeah, like, trying to watch out for him.
And he said, you don't understand. When I'm playing these songs, I see it in the eyes of the listeners. I know what they want next because of my club DJ experience. And so
I know better than him
that they want Leonard Skinner's Simple Man after Foreigner Hot Blooded, not whatever he had in there. He got fired like 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, dude, this is so simple.
Yeah.
You could be here for a while.
I won't ever forget him saying, it's like I can see their eyes.
We laughed in his face when he said that.
That couldn't have felt good.
You cannot.
You're taking this real seriously. I mean, you're as serious as a heart attack saying it, and I know it. And I hate laughing in your face, but
I didn't
we're
mean
doing
to.
It because that's bonkers. Just, I wouldn't change it, man.
Steve, what about you?
I think I was definitely the dumb coworker one time when I was working at the grocery store. I think I've told this story before, how I was using one of those pallet jacks to take, like, the motorized pallet jacks to take a pallet of milk off of the delivery truck, and I was going to take it into the, into the dairy cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just finished cleaning something up. Like, something had spilled. I think, like, a gallon of milk had fallen and spilled. So I took the grates out of the floor so I could clean them all out because they were all clogged and everything. And then I pushed all of the milk down into there, and I got the drain open it up, and it was all flushed out and everything. I was like, cool, I did a good job. And then I didn't put the grate back on, so when I was driving that pallet of milk through the back room, all of a sudden the front wheels went bloop, dropped down, and the whole pallet, it was like a freaking tidal wave of milk.
Did you think you'd get fired for sure?
I did. I thought
and
for
you
sure.
And you did not?
I did not.
This text from the 574. A girl that worked for me when I was a manager called in because she, quote, stubbed her vagina.
What?
I mean, I guess you could.
I mean,
like, I don't know how you walk.
I don't know if that texter is a man or a woman, but as a dude, especially in the younger years, if a woman called in and said, I can't come in, I stubbed my vagina, it's just corny enough that I'm not going to ask any questions. I'm going to be like, all right, lady stuff, bye.
You know what I mean? But I would want to say, how did you stub your vagina?
Yeah, were you
like, because I mean, if you say if
somebody ran into an end table,
yeah, because if somebody said I stubbed my toe, it would be normal to say, what did you stub it on?
Yeah.
So I have lots of questions about a stubbed vagina.
Yeah, we need follow up on that.
Yeah.
Stubbed my cooter.
I had a coworker who was adorably ignorant in a lovable way. He saw someone coming out of the break room, that is, with a piping hot piece of pizza. And he said, how'd you heat it up? And they said, in the microwave. Turns out he didn't understand you could put paper plates in the microwave. So the idea that they put it in there on a paper plate and got it piping hot and came out and it wasn't on fire had blown their mind.
He must have grown up only using, like, styrofoam plates.
Maybe. But, I mean, if paper would burn in the microwave, so would most food.
Yeah, what the?
Flammable.
Yeah, that's just a degree of cluelessness there.
This text from, I think it's in Ohio. I worked at a pizza place, and we had a new coworker one time who told us that he couldn't take a dump without smoking a cigarette. 5 seconds later, we went to the bathroom. And it was filled with the smell of feces and cigarettes. He got fired for smoking inside.
Well, it worked.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It worked. Yeah. It did. Laura, what's the dumb coworker you had?
So I used to be a server. Oh, sorry. You're good. That direction's going. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
I used to be a server, and I had this one coworker that would always say, oh, I claim zero on all of my cash tips because then my paycheck's bigger and all this stuff. And I'm like, you're really dumb. You need to claim your cash tips. You're going to get audited. And he would tell the trainees, because I was a trainer, he wasn't. He would tell the trainees, yeah, claim zero on your cash tips.
Oh, no.
3 years later, he got audited.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, any idea how much he owed?
No.
Like all of it.
Probably yeah, a lot. Crazy.
Thank you, Laura. 1-800-947-3979. Who is your dumb coworker? The dumbest coworker moment you've ever heard.